Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
We need Alonso in a better car.
I know. Oh my God, that was insanity. Like, he's so good.
He's good.
Both of them, sprint so race old. And the real race.
Where did he finish in the race?
In the race? P7, I think, behind P7. George, yeah.
But he gave them, like, he gave it a real good run. Like, he was out there scrapping.
Yeah, yep, 100%. Everyone
the
else?
Sprint race?
Yeah.
During the sprint race when the two Ferraris were duking it out?
That was chaos. We will have to talk about that.
It was great to watch.
We're going to have to talk about that, but for everyone. Yes, for everyone. Welcome back to the Track Limits podcast.
Yes.
We're super excited to be here. It's super early for us. I know the race was half across the world. Yeah. We had a great time. I know it was a sprint weekend, so we had multiple races technically to watch.
Yeah.
So let's break it down. What really happened?
Oh,
what did you guys like?
We're Crater Club Studios.
Yes, we are. We are at Crater Club.
And where's Swish? Oh, it was too late for him, so he slept in again.
What's the word we use to describe him?
Soft.
You guys.
Soft?
Stop. Well, talking about soft, what are we wearing?
Actually, the coziest, most softest, beautiful, and comfortable, honestly. Yep.
It's so cozy.
Is it athleisure? I don't even know what you'd call it.
Honestly, I feel like I'm wearing a cloud. Like, it's genuinely, it's so soft.
Yep. Thank you, Travis Matthew, for this. It's fantastic clothes. I feel like I just came out of bed and I'm like, this is comfortable. I can just shoot in bed, but that's a different story.
It's perfect for us lounging here.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I love that color on you, to be honest. It's such a nice, like, summery.
Looks like our TL colors too.
I know, right? Yeah. I know, it's very.
Just need to stick a little. Yeah,
they knew. Travis Matthew knew.
Yeah.
Collab, you know,
maybe
might happen
soon.
Yeah. Collab
Let's
collection.
Manifest.
For everyone else, make sure to check them out. Mm-hmm. They just launched a Collab collection, which is fantastic, and they also have golf clothes that you guys
Full golf line as well.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. So we definitely have to be
Michael's
them.
A customer already, so he's yeah, already there.
It's like purchase.
We'll probably have a link somewhere in the description box and y'all can hook it up.
Yeah,
we should do the TL golf day out and
in full lounge.
We can do that.
There gotta be challenges.
Yes.
Oh, that's easy. We can
and like
easy
ones that are going to like where Swish will just we know he'll lose like like a putt off or something.
Enough.
Okay, we got
all right, back to the race weekend. China was going into it. Everyone expected it to be chaos weekend because we haven't raced
there for 5 years.
Exactly. Yeah. We haven't been there. But at the same time, a lot of teams were going in with no chassis or no production levels. There was so much that was going to happen. But then sprint qualifying came in, and then the rain in Q3, that just changed everything.
It was insane. But also, don't forget, for trying to get back, to get that circuit back, they had resurfaced the entire area. They had upgraded the track. They had painted the track. So like a lot of the teams were complaining because you don't know how that surface could react with the tires. It was a slick surface to begin with. Add the rain element into it. It was probably the best qualifying you could look for. It was insane.
No, it was actually insane because of the gap. Every driver was like pulling a second. And then it was just like the more traction that they got, a lot of drivers were probably like, give me one more minute.
Yeah.
Because like, they could have all improved, but Lando was the last one to do it. And it was also chaos because they reinstated it. And
I was
then
say, it was,
brought it back.
First of all, it was Lewis. And everybody, I mean, we haven't seen him on top step for 3 years. So he was probably like, is it me? like imposter syndrome. Like, I don't belong here. No, I'm sure he does. But that was really nice to see his name on the top. And I was excited and cheering. And then they're like, just kidding. We've reinstated Lando's lap. And it was, I mean, I was happy for Lando too. So I was
Lando's on another level in that rain. Like, he was cruising. Like, he was 1.2 up.
Yeah, he was locked in.
Yeah.
But we need to talk about why it was reinstated, because I'm seeing that. Well, I don't even know if it's in the rule books, but there was a lot of chatter of saying in your last sector going into a warm-up lap, if you go off track, your actual lap will get invalidated for, because technically you gain an advantage.
Yeah.
But where McLaren was fighting was like, he actually didn't gain an advantage because he actually went off track, lost time, and then had to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
So if it wasn't raining, would he have gotten an advantage? Because with the rain, there was no traction regardless.
Yeah.
So every team was struggling. But with traction, would that have been allowed?
No, because you still lose your speed in the main straight.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is true that like on the warm-up lap, if you do cut a corner, you're gaining an advantage.
Yeah.
So it invalidates the lap. But on that, it was the corner before the main straight where the gravel trap is. That was just going to slow him down.
Down
so
anyways.
The fact that he was up and he had that. No. Even Toto came out and said that pretty much no hard feelings to Lando.
Yeah.
Even though it was off the track going into the lap, he was already so far ahead. He's like, he would have had it anyway.
No, that was, I was chuffed. But obviously, it didn't end up.
Didn't result in anything.
Wait, where did he finish?
He dropped down the pack because I think it was P6 or P7.
P7, yeah.
But Lewis had a great start. So in the actual race itself, Lewis had an amazing start off the line.
Yeah.
We're talking about sprint.
Yeah, sprint.
Just for anyone that's
we're still on the sprint.
Yeah. Caught Lando off guard, but Lando fought back, but then he just got, you could even see from the cockpit cam, he lost a little bit of traction. He corrected. By the time he corrected, he drifted wide. And in that such a tight corner, drifting that little bit wide for that margin of a second, he lost like 5 spots.
Yeah. And even if he tried to come back, he would have hit somebody. Because that was back into the racing line that he would have to go into. And Lewis was like, elbows out. This is my only chance I'm going to get. Because he knows that those McLarens are fast.
Yep.
And he was going to lose them if he didn't take that position. But then it's like, then let's talk about going back into it. The sprint weekend, there's been changes this year where Parc Fermé opens up right after sprint is done. And then teams are able to make adjustments. And I think the one team that took advantage of that was McLaren.
Yeah.
Because their race pace in the sprint was horrendous. Even if Lando did get that first position, it just looked horrible for them.
He would have been
Lando finished sixth and Oscar Piastri was 7th.
Right behind him, So it's like, do we like that? Should it continue or should we just go back to no Parc Fermé or install it and not change it?
I would say, go ahead.
No, I think this is better in that, because when you look at the whole weekend with a sprint, you lose the ability, the free practice. Like, you don't have as much time to practice and gather data and like have the right tune set up, whatever. So I think with the sprint and then having no Parc Fermé rules, I think that allows for teams to adjust and also not completely destroy their main race like strategy, and like they can readjust the car. I think it's much more fair, especially if they want the drivers not to play safe on the sprint.
Yeah,
I think.
Good point.
Yeah, because even if you compare a sprint to last year, it got boring because from watching the sprint race, if team made a mistake in their adjustment, you knew the race was already boring because you knew, oh, well, McLaren are done. Oh, Mercedes are done. Oh, it's Ferrari and Red Bull. Whereas now, Parc Fermé off. Okay, we did the wrong downforce settings. Let's switch it up. So come race day, you're still giddy, being like, oh, did they fix it? What have they done differently? Way new dynamic. Loved it.
I feel like I'm turning into an old head because I honestly just hate the whole sprint part of these races anymore. It's just, yes, with Parc Fermé being opened and they're able to make changes, we still kind of knew how it was going to end. And that sprint race kind of showed us. Like, Ferrari was lacking pace all weekend. McLaren's, like I said, were the outliers and they made changes, but every other team fell in the same place. And the only outlier was Checo because he kept getting stuck behind a driver in front of him and killing his tires. And there was no pace in that Red Bull when they have high degradation.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was honestly given. Like, let's just remove sprint races.
No.
I'm so done with it.
I tend to disagree with that slightly because it's sprint races generally, I think it's half the distance or maybe it's even less.
Yeah.
But that's a lower fuel load.
Yes.
So now think of it like an Aston Martin.
Yeah.
They have very bad race pace and a high fuel load.
Mm.
Now give Alonso medium tires and a lower fuel mode.
Boom.
He can fight. So, and even then, if you add in the weather element, we were quite lucky in this sprint qualifying. We got to have the rain in it. I'm kind of torn, but I did enjoy the sprint because the Ferraris were battling at the front of the pack.
Mm.
During the race, they weren't so much.
Yeah.
Like, look at Lewis yesterday. He was fighting into turn one for P1. look at today. He got knocked out in Q3. He couldn't even, or Q1, he couldn't even make it through.
No.
So he was fighting at the back with no pace. So I don't know. There's a different layer.
I think it's almost like its own. It doesn't follow the same plot as the main races. And I think it gives teams, drivers that maybe are at the back, the midfield, that little bit of opportunity to maybe be at the front. Like Oscar won last year in a sprint race.
Yeah.
Won the whole race. Not the whole race, but the whole sprint race.
Yeah.
But like you don't, and I think one, it's also quick and short and sweet. So like from an entertainment perspective, it's an accessible, like it's not a massive commitment. You can sit down, have a quick watch of the sprint race. You see a lot more movement. The margin, it's not like 10, 15 second difference between P1, P2, P3. It's a lot closer. It's a lot more overtaking. You see teams like the Ferraris kind of battling it out between themselves. I just think there's a lot more because it's condensed. And as you said, like technically they're on a different, almost like in a different car because the fuel load is different. Their setups are different. They are going for a shorter stint. So the strategy is different. They don't have to pit. They don't, right?
Yeah,
you don't have to pit.
But you could if you want.
Yeah. You could. I mean, obviously, you might lose 20 seconds. It depends on what happens. Also, this might, if somebody completely bins the car, this might ruin or kind of change the dynamics of the main race. So there's a lot that you can kind of play around with that doesn't leave the race weekend just vanilla. It's not just, you're getting like Rocky Road. You're getting a little like sprinkle of some flavor and spice in the weekend.
It does suck though that you kind of miss it because it's on a Friday, it's on a Saturday. So that's why I'd agree with you.
Yeah.
It's torn because I do like the traditional.
It's on a Saturday
like,
typically.
Yeah, the sprint, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. For us in the West or in the North American Eastern time zone, the last 5 races have not been
on
nice
side,
to us.
come 2 weeks time, it's Miami. We're gonna be chilling at 4 p.m.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's gonna be cruising.
Wait, is Miami a sprint race too?
No.
I actually don't know when the next sprint race is.
Oh, I think it would be back in Europe. I forgot.
It's not Monaco.
Might be Italy. Yeah.
No, Italy or Silverstone.
Italy, Imola, probably Imola.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, but like even then, going back to your points there, I still think I actually think I like the one that they were doing previous to this new introduction, where your sprint dictates your race lineup. That was entertaining because everyone actually tried and raced hard in those sprints because it's pretty much your qualifying. So there's a qualifying that sets you for the sprint, and then the sprint gives you the results of how your race will start.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And we also didn't need to add the extra qualifying. Like, I think they were trying so hard, and we talked about this last year too, of saying, oh, put more stuff on so that people that are attending the races have more value for the price that they're paying. But I'm like, honestly, you're giving them so much that they'll be like, I can skip this. Oh, I can do this.
You're getting oversaturated.
Exactly. And I think if that format was pretty good, I know a lot of old heads will come after me for saying that format was good, but I thoroughly enjoyed that one way better than what we're seeing now.
Maybe, I don't know. Like,
they're still changing every freaking weekend. Yeah.
So I think the change of the park format was interesting. And like, I think this is moving in a direction where like, okay, the drivers will not go nuts and, you know, like go crazy and ruin their Sunday race. But I think they're a lot more competitive with this, with the ability to change things after the fact.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully. Let's see. But I do agree. Like, if they were fighting for starting position, that might be more interesting.
A lot
too.
More elbows out.
Imagine Alonso.
Oh, man. But let's talk about Ferrari this weekend. Off camera, we had a lot of discussion on what took place between both drivers and some mistakes that happened or might not have happened.
I mean,
let's talk about it. Let's put it on air.
Yeah.
I thought Carlos had a horrible weekend.
I think he would agree. Not horrible. I think he would agree with you in that, like, this was not his race, but it was also not the team's race. They didn't have pace.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Sainz is like, look at the qualifying time. Sainz was amazing. But even his composure when he hit the car going backwards, he had like locked up the brakes, let go of the brakes so he could rotate the car so he didn't hit the rear end. Yeah. Genius. Yeah. Genius. But then also he just clipped his front wing. He went back in, changed the wing. That would rattle most people.
Yeah.
Boom. Goes out another lap. I think he was second fastest.
Yes.
Science is doing phenomenally well. And again, you brought up a great fact earlier. He's met every podium so far in these last four races. Leclerc hasn't.
Sorry. Of the five races,
yeah,
he has only missed one
up
until now. And each one of them, he was on podium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know you, I know you don't like the way he drives aggressive and he sometimes drives through his tires. But, like, I nearly prefer that approach to Science, where it's like, if science is coming up in someone, I'm like, oh, we got two laps. He's making a move. Yeah. If Leclerc comes up, I'm like, okay, maybe he might play the longer game. But I don't know. I'm still, Science is kicking ass in my book.
Same.
Nice.
Science is, it really, as I was saying, I think he's driving like it matters. And it we don't know where he's going to be. I don't know if he knows where he's going to be, but he is driving like this. His career is on the line. Not that he won't get a seat.
That's why I'm like, I don't think he's that stressed.
But I just think he's, I don't think it's stress. I think it's like, I'm going to show you what I've got.
Yeah.
While, like, it's that, like, almost like, not a chip on his shoulder, but maybe it is. But I kind of love it. It's like, look what I could do.
Yeah. But one is too much. Like, there's incidents where he almost, in the sprint, he almost ended both their races because he was overzealous and thought he had good tires, where Charles has a lot more pace than him. He almost ended both their races.
Yeah. And I don't agree with that because even watching it, we're like, oh no, oh God, oh God. Like, are they going to crash? Are they going to take each other out? But this isn't the first time we are seeing this. Yeah. Like, not just between those duo, like with many duos over the years. What I'm trying to say is they're competing. They're teammates, but they're not... You know, they're not teammates.
I know. It's just also like thinking the long game. You have 3 hours between that sprint race and your qualifying. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was him, and I think the lack of just like, oh, well, I have to beat Charles. Like, he almost ended their whole qualifying experience also by one moment.
I can imagine Fred Vasseur's heart rate. Like, if he's a heart rate monitor, when he sees those two red Ferraris fighting each other, I'd love to see his data chat.
He needs one of these.
Yeah, I'd love to see his stress would be through the roof.
100%.
I don't know. I'm seeing in him what I want to see in Lewis.
Good point.
Like, I'm seeing in him, like, the fight, the hunger. Like, I'm going to, every corner, every straight, every... like, overtake matters. And he's driving with such focus that I'm not seeing that in... I say Lewis because he's one of my favorites as well. I'm sure there are others that we can compare him to. But, like, the kind of ferocious energy that he's driving is what I would love to see for Lewis to be in that kind of mentality. I know the car is not...
Either way.
It's not a Ferrari. But still. Like,
no, I agree with you. Because from the moment that man took that first lap...
Lewis. Yeah.
It was complaint from left and right.
Oh, on the main race?
Yeah. From the radio, I don't think he said one positive thing. And the funny thing is, he was making positions. It's not like he...
He had
a horrible... Even in the mediums or like even the hards, he just kept going on the radio saying, guys, we have no pace. How am I losing to the Alpines? Which was honestly a very questionable... What is happening there? That was a different question. But like, it just felt like... I agree. Well, if it was Carlos or somebody else who doesn't have the same car or a car that can perform, they're still thinking about how they can optimize.
Yes.
Even while they're racing, they're talking to their race strategists and be like, okay, what do we need to do? What plan do we need to be on? I guess we need to hear more of Lewis's radio to see what has been said. But everything that we have seen publicly, it was just all complaints.
Yeah.
But like, I think that's completely different though. For a Ferrari that can fight, then yes, you strategize with your team. I think maybe like, okay, George is getting more out of care, but like Lewis is no more like, he doesn't have to play nice to Mercedes anymore. He doesn't have to play nice to Toto anymore. Like, and let's say he's trying to save face, right? He can't even keep up with Ocon on the main straight. Screwed his car. Complain, be negative. But yeah, it is bad. But in the last year or two, we've definitely seen a different side where it's moaning, it's complaining.
Yeah, it must be. I mean, it is frustrating. Yeah. You can't be at the height of... like the best of the best and like have a fall from grace. That's such a long fall.
Oh, yeah.
And then keep you know, getting promised or whatever, like next year's going to be better, this car's going to be better. And then he's completely obviously lost faith, which is why he's making the move to Ferrari, but then continue to try to show up. And what I wish he had was like the ability to squeeze as much out of it with the positive Lewis that we know. Not being like peace and love, but like more, more just like even if he finished, if he started P19, P20 and finished P15, like being proud of that versus and like knowing that there was progress versus, oh, we are shitbox. What the hell is this? Yeah. And then like, I think getting in your head and not making any progress. I think that's what was like, as a fan of his, I'm disappointed to see that kind of display. Now, maybe as you said, like there might be other things behind the scenes, the radio we haven't heard. Yeah. Like maybe they clipped or just showed some of the negative things. Maybe he was like, thanks, team.
Yeah, love you
guys the whole time. And then,
but I would say when he did go from the soft to the medium, he made some great moves.
Yeah.
And especially there was a sequence of turns. I think it was 9, 7, 8, 9.
He
just kind of drifted wide and then he kind of packed on the apex of the other drivers. And he did that 3-4 times. So he got a little bit confident in those areas.
But that's what I'm saying. Like he's still pushing that car. It's just, it's the way you want to leave this team. Do you want to leave it on giving them a positive outlook?
Yeah.
Regardless of who's sitting in that seat next year. Or do you want it to be a toxic exit?
Yeah.
Because right now that's all we're seeing. Exactly.
Mm. And like, he's such a leader in the team.
Yeah. And like look at Alonso. He's that Aston Martin car is not the best.
Yeah.
And still he's outperforming that car. But even when you look at his radio messages from his past, he's given some horrible radio messages. Oh, but then you see the maturity at that age where he's like, guys, we're still gonna keep pushing. We know we have this car. Let's keep building.
But I mean, he wasn't that great at Alpine. Where was he before?
Yeah, it's Renault.
Renault.
And that was
those are dark days
But he's having so much fun.
Yes.
Like he's genuinely having fun. Also, I think someone posted, I think it was F1 Wild posted it. On the last corner, he's nearly 90 degrees locking the car, and then he still caught Lewis in that last lap.
I know.
Like, he's pushing it. He's like, they went with a different strategy from today. It didn't pay off. But even in those last few dying laps, he's fighting. He's pushing.
He has a very, like, jovial energy about him that is, like, for his jovial as in like not childish in like a silly way.
Oh, no, he's childish.
And I
have
think
you seen his TikTok?
It's funny. And I think he knows what he's doing. Oh, he's 100. Doing it, you know, for us.
Taylor Swift.
Did you hear that video? The song?
Yeah.
She wrote a song about him or something, like alluding
And
to
he
him.
Made a video. Did you see the video?
No.
Oh,
he played the song and then he had like an open book going.
Oh, like, oh my God.
Speaking of the Aston Martins, how do we feel about Stroll and his little safety restart?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Honestly, it was his own teammate that caused it.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Alonso caused it.
Well, Alonso, I mean, it was a chain of reaction.
Yeah. That started.
Like, I mean, Alonso, you could say that about every
accident. No, That was a joke. But like at the same time, honestly, I don't think Stroll could have done anything. I think it was just too late.
Yeah.
It was his radio message that was like, oh, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
And then Ricciardo's like, where do you want me to go?
Yeah, everyone
now, Ricciardo was close
up.
To Piastri, but that one mistake ruined Ricciardo's race, and Piastri didn't get eaten alive, but he lost so much.
Yeah, he took damage.
Ricciardo was saying that, I think he was reacting to Stroll saying it was his fault. And he's like, Stroll was not looking at me. He never once, saw where he was going. He was looking the other way and ran into him. I think Daniel was saying that he probably would have had he seen, maybe there would have been time to avoid that collision. But I don't know. There's not much space. There was nowhere to go. Anyone.
He couldn't turn. He was too close.
Yeah, that sucks. But Daniel, DNF.
Yuki,
DNF. I was going to say, what are we calling them?
Magnussen.
V-carb.
Yeah. They want us to call them V-carb.
I know, not V-crab. Right? I keep saying V-crab. Crab. Yeah, wow. I don't know why. My brain. V-carb.
I felt bad for, like, I think Yusuke struggled this weekend.
Yeah.
But then seeing Magnussen, like, Magnussen was fun. Just Stroll and Magnussen on lap 34.
That was so much fun.
Oh, I was waiting to put him to DNF. I was like, this is not going to end well.
But they were like fighting for like 14th, 15th.
Doesn't matter. It was good to watch.
It was beautiful. I wish there was more of that.
But that's typical Magnussen.
Yeah.
Which you like to see, but I like when you see Sainz racing Leclerc, it's exciting. It's also a little bit risky. Mm. When you see Magnussen racing, I'm literally like going, oh, this is going to end in tears.
It's like, when?
It's not if, it's when. When. But I feel bad for Yuki because Yuki's done after that.
Either way, I think that car had no pace. They were not going to get points. They were struggling throughout
but
the week.
Daniel out-qualified Yuki for the first time this year.
Both, right? Both the sprint and the race. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, they did.
But...
just because Daniel has more experience in that track as well. Let's not forget
That's true. He's won.
Yeah,
in China.
Has. Yeah.
Wait, has Yuki never raced there?
No, he
was in the sport in 2019.
2019, yeah. Wait,
I don't know. I don't know the facts fully. But,
I'm like near fact check quick.
Daniel Ricciardo would have raced there a lot longer. He 100%. Had a previous race win there. So let's say he's more confident on that track. They could have got points. Like, Daniel could have got points. But the big battle now is, like, if you look at Williams and Haas, Haas are doing insanely well right now.
Yeah, they're progressing.
Hulkenberg is getting a lot more out of the car than Magnussen is.
Yep.
So let's, because last year the constructor battle was between Williams and Haas. I feel like Haas definitely at the first five races, they've taken the lead.
Yeah.
And then Williams, like, Albon is the leader of that team, but then Logan, like, I don't know, man. He spun in the...
Logan finished last.
Yeah.
Well, P7, whatever. Yeah. So I think 16, 17.
Yeah.
After the DNFs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he started from the pit. So I know in qualifying he spun, was it?
Yeah.
Did he damage? Did it? Because I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I don't know what they...
They must have replaced something for him to start the pits.
Look, I think...
He'll Williams, be under a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Williams is going through a tough time, clearly.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they changed the car very drastically from last year, which looks like they did. Because they've lost a lot of components that worked last year,
like especially straight line
speed, taking high speed
James
corners.
James said that. James said they basically took apart. I mean, if anyone watched our latest episode with James Vowles,
we'll link it right there.
He was talking about this is the most complicated chassis ever in the history of Williams, like in terms of like the setup, the construction of it, and so which is why they are having development issues. Well, not issues,
and the pool
but like delays.
Wrecked two of them already. Like,
yeah.
They'll get fresh ones
there's
in Miami.
There's literally like duct tape on the underside of those chassis. Like, lads,
I think he said by May they should be probably caught up, which is next month.
No, that's
Miami, let's go.
So hopefully, I mean, listen, last year McLaren had
a shit start, no doubt,
for their half of like this first half of the season, and they really changed things post the summer break. Was it even after the summer? Yeah, I think it was after the summer break.
Before. Austria was their first big upgrade.
No, that was when they made a few. Okay, so I'm just saying there is hope. Mm. Hopefully for Haas, for Williams. I mean, right now Haas is seventh, and then it's Williams, Alpine, Sauber. So I'm really hoping that they can. Well, they haven't scored any points yet.
Yeah.
So Albon will get it together.
I believe in Logan. He'll get the point. He'll get it.
Yeah, Albon had a great helmet for this weekend as well. The panda.
Yeah. He needs to keep that all year. I wouldn't even change it anymore. That was so good.
Albon is changing his helmet way more frequently than any other driver, and he's coming out with some cool
designs. Expressing himself.
Yeah.
But it's like now it's, I don't know who said it, a commentator during the first practice. They're like, I think we're just like losing the spark of having a helmet for the whole season. Because every time, every race, every driver will get a new helmet.
Yeah.
So the value of like even collector edition, the value of having one that's like solid the whole season brings up the value than just you just constantly going from one to the other.
And also like when you're just watching the onboard videos, sometimes I just identify who's driving by looking at the helmet.
Yeah.
So when it's changed, I'm like, oh, who's this? Obviously, Lewis is with
the lime green, right?
Lime green, but
purple.
It has the...
Oh, the purple. It's full purple?
No, it's purple and lime green.
Oh, lime green. Oh.
But doesn't he have a flag, the rainbow?
I think that's on his halo? No, that's an old one. Yeah, that's an old one. During COVID times.
Oh,
yes.
Now,
but you see, he's like simple in the back.
Yeah. Now he has a his gloves are very like lime green or lime yellow. So like there's are like constant identifiers that help me. And then George Russell is like a blue helmet.
Weird blue,
So I'm like, as long as the staples don't
But
change.
You wait till next week, next weekend, Miami, and everyone's gonna be palm trees. And it's all gonna be changed though.
I can't But speaking of Miami, how are we feeling? What are we hoping for? Not my favorite track, let me just say that quick.
And you were doing the hot lap, so have fun with that one. But
I just did the hot laps this year. I mean, this
true, we all had to.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think what we saw from Max was a clear show this weekend, or this in China. He literally let people know that he's not to be messed with.
Yeah, like it's not like we're no longer talking about who's P1.
No, but it's like, you know, there was moments in like Australia he DNF'd. Yeah. Even the last race, it wasn't like it was a dominant win. And then like he comes into China, they haven't raced in like 5 years, and just showed everybody on the grid that no matter where you place me, it can be fourth, it can be 10th. Hell, it can even be P20 at this point.
That was like the Lewis days. During Lewis's like, dominance, he would come for, you remember what year was it in Brazil?
In Brazil.
Where I think he started like P18th or something and like won the race. Like
I think it was P15.
Yeah.
Because of the sprint. They had a sprint week.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That was such magic watching. And I love that. I want Max to have
his moment.
Yeah, like I want him.
Max is having his moment.
No, he is. What I'm saying is I want him to have stories where he's like starting from P15.
Yeah, like random spots.
Like I do want, that's entertaining.
Yeah, but Max genuinely, like, that's insane. Like he was pulling a second a lap. Mm-hmm. He didn't seem to be struggling. It's insane. I don't think we give him enough recognition for what he's doing. But even Red Bull as a whole team, those two, they're double stacked. 2 seconds and 2.1. Insane. That's the bonkers. Average pit stop of Red Bull.
Should we give Callum a quick shout out? Him and his team.
And his team. Yeah,
they're kicking ass and taking names. Yeah. But even Max's last lap, the second last corner, he was like having a drift. Like his last lap, I swear he was trying to get the fastest.
He was.
Lap.
He 100% he was.
And then after that, he probably lost it. Oh, yeah. Even like, I don't know.
Alonso got the
fastest. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Like, no one can bring the challenge to Max right now.
Yeah, but who? Okay, so P1, we already know.
Yeah.
It's not the curse. Like, he will win.
From Miami.
What do we probably be expect Checo for Miami again. The rest of the grid?
I think McLaren's will struggle. That's not a track that will suit them. And
did they not say they're bringing upgrades?
They are.
They are.
Yeah, yeah.
They are. But again, they don't look like they're confident going into the weekend, that they will be fighting for the top podiums. I think Ferrari will shine a bit again.
Mm. Come on, Sainz.
So we'll probably see another battle.
Let's go Alonso. Let's get
Alonso will be up there somehow, scattered in between. I don't know where McLaren's are going. I mean, Mercedes are going to be honest with you. It's a question. They are horrible in the first sector.
Yeah.
They have too much drag on the back sector. So they're going to be bunched up in that.
Because if you think about Miami, it's a little bit like Jeddah, where you have the real fast S's.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say if you compare Mercedes to McLaren, McLaren smoked.
Oh yeah.
They smoked Mercedes in those S's. They were so fast. So McLaren can do well there. And then you have that really long DRS main straight. Yeah. So top speed's gonna be limited a little bit, like today as well. Whereas Lewis couldn't even keep in with Ocon. So I think you're right. Mercedes will struggle. McLaren, Mercedes, we could get a nice little battle here. Lando's going to be going in with
McLaren
some great confidence.
And Ferrari.
Mercedes.
Oh, hell no.
McLaren and Ferrari.
McLaren, Ferrari, like, and you know what would be great now as well is like, Perez will be in the mix. We'll have Lando in the mix. We'll probably have the two Ferraris in the mix. Alonso could be there. Max will be in front, but as long as we get that little battle
between P2 to P6, like what's happening?
That's what makes it spicy. That's what makes it it's good. But that's Max, you can't take credit away from him. He is on a roll and he's in his element. He's not even stressed. Like I said it earlier, like Alonso's having fun. He's having the best time.
Oh yeah. And all I ask is Checo, please just get in some clean air. Let's just see you drive that car at its maximum.
No.
Like, please.
He did well. He did well. He's doing a lot better than he did last year.
Oh, 100%.
Last year was a different person. Question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just love how Lando's like at the end, like he just like acts like he doesn't even belong there. He goes and sits in the wrong chair, grabs the third place hat. He's just happy to be there, but it's so cute. And I want to see him continue to like not know his way around the cool down room.
That boy needs a win.
Yeah.
He needs a win.
I don't think that's this year.
No. Stella did come out and said by the end of the second half of the season, we're fighting for wins.
For P2s.
No. Fighting for wins. Yeah. They're that confident. So
Delulu is the solution.
Nah, but let's not forget.
We'll clip that when they do win at the end of the season.
Like, I think he chokes. It's a combination.
Lando?
Yeah. Anytime. Okay. He could have won in Australia. What happened?
Australia. Wait, what happened?
What?
Australia?
No, now he could have won. Like anytime. Like, okay, last year,
you're
Singapore.
You're thinking the last year when.
Last year. And this year, Australia, when Max wasn't clearly dominant in those races. Those are your opportunities to extract. And both times, Lando did not. And neither did George. But I'm just saying, those are the opportunities he's had so far where, not just Max, but like Red Bull as a whole, we're struggling. So I don't see a lot of opportunities where Max is going to struggle this year.
Engine, like, all it takes is one component failing.
Yeah.
And we've seen it happen in Australia.
Yeah.
Nothing's indestructible.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, he needs to drive like Carlos.
Or it's got to be. We need to end this episode, but
yeah, I was just gonna say
there was one point where we talked about Max's dominance and how perfect he is, but when that rain came down, man had no pace.
He
was spinning left and right.
Yeah,
even I think Checo in some parts was doing much better and having much traction. And Max couldn't get anything going, and he was supposed to be like the king of rain. So there's questions of him not being perfect.
Throw a little bit of spice in there. Let's get a little bit of rain going. What's the forecast for Miami?
What's the thing that Dubai did? They did like cloud seeding.
Cloud seeding? Oh my God.
Let's do some cloud seeding for the
Montreal. Let's do it in Miami. No, let's do it in Miami. Oh, no, Montreal's going to rain.
Like, monsoon. That will cause like hurricanes. Like Miami will. Drought.
They just need a bit of rain. Yeah. That place is going to be a dry race.
Like manipulate the weather, cloud seeding.
We'll have to wait until we go to Belgium for Spa for a nice little rainy day.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, Montreal, there's always a good chance, like the qualifying or whatever.
No, we don't want rain for that.
It always happens. Like, we always get rained on.
Yeah.
We know it's coming. We don't need cloud seeding for that.
Every time we've been there, we've been saturated. Like.
Yeah.
Soaked. Yeah.
But no, we're super excited. Miami is in a few weeks or 2 weeks from now.
Praying
two
for a heavy downpour.
Yeah, that's it. Just for the race. Actually, for qualifying.
Yeah.
So he can be out of place and then fight. There you go.
Yeah.
We get a challenge
and
for
where
Max.
Are we going to be for Miami? Where are we watching the race?
We have a watch party. So if you are in Toronto, we have a watch party at King Score on King.
Score on King. Details will follow.
Yes,
details.
We'll link it up.
There's going to be racing simulators. There's going to be a whole lot going on.
Red Bull truck with experiences, and we got some cool prizes too. So if you have the fastest time set, you're gonna win some awesome prizes. But anything else? Pretty much wrapped up.
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
Happy Sunday, Monday, whenever you're listening.
Yep. Make sure to subscribe, like, share, and do all the above, and we'll see you on the next one.
Yeah.